Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sleep is like the golden chain that binds our health and body together. And that is the thought for today. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles because you deserve to be happy. Now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. For a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/7goodminutes. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/7goodminutes. And now on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we get some great self-care tips for better sleep. Enjoy.
I have not been having good sleep in the last 2 months. It's because of anxiety, my cats have been keeping me awake, but whatever it may be, I feel like that lack of sleep is impacting me. So I did what I do best, research. I did all the research I could on how to sleep better, and I found 10 science-backed ways to do it. Let's get started. Number one, sleep in a cool room. Not a cool room, but a colder temperature. So the National Sleep Foundation actually recommends temperatures around 65 degrees Fahrenheit, which is roughly 18.5 degrees Celsius. Now that does sound a little cold, and I don't think I've ever slept in a room that cold, but I started to reduce the temperature in my room when I slept, and I found that it makes a big difference. When my thermostat is set to higher, I tend to wake up in the middle of the night kicking off the sheets because I'm too hot. So it does work. Now, what's the reason behind this? It's because when we go to sleep, our internal body temperature naturally drops, and a lower body temperature promotes deeper sleep. And when our temperature is too high, we have very fitful sleep. So if you're having trouble sleeping, consider sleeping in a colder temperature room. Number two, sleep in darkness or use blackout curtains. The reason for this is when we are exposed to light, our bodies can't produce melatonin that well. Melatonin is a sleep hormone. If you don't produce melatonin properly, you're not going to sleep well. So any exposure to light isn't a good idea. And I personally struggle with this. When I'm sleeping in a room that has a little bit of light, I can't fall asleep. I wake up many times in the middle of the night. Now, I do have blackout blinds, but I find that there's a little gap between the blinds, and that's enough light to be disruptive. So I am planning to invest in blackout curtains this year so I can sleep in complete darkness. Number three, use a white noise machine if necessary. Now, if you sleep in a really quiet environment and you're not a light sleeper, you probably don't need a white noise machine. But if you live in the city the way I do, there's a lot of street noise. And sometimes if you're a light sleeper, you can wake up in the middle of the night. Use a white noise machine to drown out that sound. So white noise machines have sounds like a waterfall or an electric fan or just regular white noise. These noises can basically drown out any of the extraneous sounds, so you won't wake up in the middle of the night. Number four, avoid devices before bed. So devices such as a computer, a laptop, television, phone, all of these devices produce blue light. Problem with blue light is your body thinks it's daylight. And because of that, it can't produce the melatonin and you can't fall asleep properly. So if you're struggling with sleep, try to limit your device usage before bed. I try not to use my phone an hour to an hour and a half before bed, but you know, let's face it, sometimes you do use your phone. So there is a little thing that you could do. So a lot of phones have something called a blue light filter, and my Samsung has it, so I just click that blue light filter and I don't have to worry about blue light being emitted from my phone. If you don't have a blue light filter on your phone directly, you can actually get an app. There are many apps that deal with this. The other option, which isn't, it isn't ideal, but I should mention it because it came up in my research. So you can use orange goggles. So you can buy these off of Amazon, and these orange goggles can block blue light from everything. So you don't have to use those filters on your phone anymore. You just wear the goggles. But I don't know, I just don't see myself wearing orange goggles around the house. So I try to avoid my devices before bed now. Number five, develop a sleep routine. So the National Sleep Foundation recommends that you have a sleep routine because when you wake up at different times of the weekend than you do on the weekday, it confuses your body. It's sort of like when we travel, we have that trouble with sleep schedule in a new time zone. It's because our bodies aren't used to it. So let's say you sleep at 10 p.m. on a weeknight, and then on the weekend you're sleeping at 2 a.m. Your body's going to be rather confused. To get proper sleep throughout the week, it's a good idea to stick to a sleep schedule, a sleep routine. Number six, get enough exercise. So studies show that people who exercise more often, specifically aerobic exercise, tend to get better sleep quality. So if you are having trouble with sleep, try exercising. And I think this works. The days I exercise, I'm exhausted by the end of the day and I need to get my sleep and I fall asleep rather quickly. Now the timing of exercise, it varies. Some people can exercise before bed and have no problems, but other people cannot. It tends to make them feel a little awake. So you need to figure out what works for you. I personally don't exercise in the evening. I don't find that it works for me. I tend to get a little revved up and then I can't sleep. So I try it in the morning. Number seven, avoid caffeine in the 6 hours before bed. But there are also studies that show that caffeine and sleep aren't interrelated, so it's a little confusing. Now, personally, I can have caffeine and fall asleep very quickly. Caffeine does not work that well on me in terms of keeping me awake, but everyone's a bit different. So that's why I think the studies are not very conclusive, because everyone's genetics impact how caffeine affects them. So if you happen to be one of those people who's having trouble with sleep, try to cut down the caffeine and see if it works.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.